Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Charismatic Leader 21 Skills for Connecting with People is a leadership and personal development book by John C. Maxwell that focuses on charisma as a learnable relational skill rather than a fixed personality trait. Positioned within Maxwell's long-standing leadership portfolio, the book argues that influence depends on connection, and connection depends on how well a leader relates to others. Its purpose is practical to help readers become more effective in conversation, collaboration, and trust building by shifting attention away from self-focus and toward other people. The book organizes its lessons around a progression of outward-looking habits, moving from being interested in others to being invested in others, and finally to becoming more interesting to others. In that sense, it blends leadership advice with interpersonal guidance, making it relevant to managers, team leaders, speakers, coaches, and anyone who wants to strengthen their ability to connect. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, charisma is presented as a leadership skill rooted in influence, not personality. A central idea in the book is that charisma is not treated as a mysterious gift reserved for naturally extroverted people. Instead, Maxwell frames it as a practical leadership capacity tied to influence. This matters because it shifts the question from whether someone is born charismatic to whether they are willing to develop habits that make others feel seen and valued. In Maxwell's leadership philosophy, influence is the real measure of leadership, so charisma becomes part of the leader's working toolkit rather than an optional social advantage. That framing makes the book especially relevant for readers who may not see themselves as naturally charming, but still need to lead effectively. By grounding charisma in behavior, the book encourages readers to think in terms of choices, discipline, and relational consistency. The result is a more accessible model of leadership, one that values presence, attention, and interpersonal sensitivity over performance or image. Secondly, the first phase of connection begins with becoming genuinely interested in other people. The book's first major movement is outward attention. Before a leader can persuade, inspire, or build trust, they must show real interest in the person in front of them. This is not just a courtesy. It is the foundation for meaningful connection. Maxwell's emphasis here reflects a broader principle in his work. People respond more positively when they sense that their value is recognized. Practically, this means listening carefully, asking thoughtful questions, and resisting the impulse to dominate conversations. The point is not to collect social techniques, but to adopt a posture of curiosity and respect. That distinction is important because shallow networking often feels manipulative, while genuine interest creates credibility. This phase also explains why charisma starts before speaking well or presenting well. A leader who listens well already communicates safety and attention, two qualities that make later influence more effective. The book thus links charisma to relational first principles rather than surface-level polish. Thirdly, being invested in others means adding value instead of merely interacting. The second phase moves beyond attention to contribution. The book suggests that charisma grows stronger when a person is not only aware of others, but actively seeks to benefit them. This idea reflects Maxwell's broader leadership theme that effective leaders add value to people rather than use relationships only for personal gain. In practical terms, being invested in others means looking for ways to encourage, support, inform, or equip them. That may happen through advice, accountability, recognition, or problem solving, but the deeper point is intent the relationship should leave the other person better than before. This makes charisma more than social ease. It becomes a form of relational stewardship. The book's framework implies that people are drawn to leaders who consistently contribute to their growth and well-being, because those leaders create trust through usefulness. That is why this phase matters for leadership teams, mentoring relationships, and organizational culture. It turns charisma into a repeatable pattern of value creation, rather than a vague impression. Fourthly, the final phase shows that interesting leadership grows from outward focus and personal presence. The third phase, becoming interesting to others, is best understood as the outcome of the first two. Maxwell's logic is that people become more engaging when they are less self-absorbed and more attuned to others. In other words, interest in others does not reduce charisma, it generates it. This is a useful corrective to the common assumption that charisma depends mainly on image management, witty speech, or unusual magnetism. The book suggests that true appeal comes from a combination of warmth, credibility, and attentiveness. Once leaders have learned to listen and add value, they are better positioned to communicate in ways that others want to receive. This phase also helps explain the book's practical structure. Charisma is not presented as a single trait, but as a sequence of relational behaviors that shape how others experience a leader. By the time the reader reaches this point, the book has moved charisma away from performance and toward character expressed in social action. That makes the concept durable and teachable. Lastly, the book applies Maxwell's broader leadership philosophy to everyday relationships and communication. the charismatic leader fits squarely within John C. Maxwell's wider body of work on leadership, communication, and people skills. What distinguishes it is that it concentrates that larger philosophy into a focused guide on connection, rather than discussing strategy, authority, or organizational systems. The book examines the human side of leadership, how trust is built, how barriers are lowered, and how influence becomes possible. This makes it especially useful for readers who already understand leadership theory but need help in daily interaction. The book's structure suggests that small relational habits matter because leadership is experienced in ordinary moments, not only in formal speeches or decisions. Its usefulness, therefore, lies in translation. It converts broad leadership principles into behaviors readers can practice immediately. For that reason, it works both as a standalone guide to relational influence and as a companion to Maxwell's other books on communication and people development. Its emphasis on connection gives it a clear identity within the crowded leadership genre. In conclusion, The Charismatic Leader is best suited for readers who want a practical, relationship-centered approach to leadership. Managers, supervisors, speakers, coaches, nonprofit leaders, and anyone responsible for influencing others will find it especially relevant. But it can also help readers who simply want to improve their interpersonal presence. Its main benefit is that it reframes charisma as something learnable and actionable, built through attention, investment, and thoughtful self-presentation rather than natural charm. That makes the book useful for people who want concrete guidance instead of inspirational abstraction. Compared with many leadership books that emphasize vision, strategy, or productivity, this one focuses on the relational conditions that make influence possible in the first place. Its distinctive contribution is the insistence that connection comes before persuasion and that outward focus is the foundation of credibility. In Maxwell's usual style, the ideas are accessible, concise, and easy to translate into daily behavior. Readers looking for a clear, applied framework for building trust and becoming more effective with people will likely find it especially valuable. If you would like to support John C. Maxwell, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.